Welcome to Christ Today. Our God Jesus is so very awesome and full of love for each and every one of us. Oh, my car accident knocked me pretty hard, and your prayers have been very appreciated. They are precious to me, and thank you so much. I have special thanks and appreciation to Pastor Alfredo Romero of Rock of Life Fellowship for hosting Christ Today while I was not able to do so. And so I certainly invite everyone to go to his services at 10 a.m. Sundays. They're very good. It is Rock of Life Fellowship, just off of Skyway at 2555 Dominic Drive in Southern Chico. People there are friendly and they love Jesus. That is my experience. And so much of life is wonderful, wonderful, and we do have things that aren't so wonderful too. But when we look at what is going on in the world, well, I hope that we each remember to keep a God-oriented perspective on what is going on in the world. While God is in charge, He will use every event to bring about His plan and His purpose. Our God is an awesome God, and He is perfect. Yet God gives free will and freedom to choose God or to choose the world. So as we go through life, we understand the value of God and his principles, and so we choose God. Now, about what is going on in the world today, to me, I keep seeing the things that could develop. Yes, you can call them troubles that could become in the world. And therefore, I think about what we can do to avoid that trouble and to stay prepared for what very well could happen so that we might live through a time of trouble. And then as we live, we will be able to speak about the good news of Jesus and the Bible and God's Word. And a part of that is to have what we need to stay alive during that time, which I think of as food, good water, and whatever other supplies we might want, including extra Bibles and hymnals on hand. Now, the singing, the hymnals is for the singing. And throughout the ages, God's people have been comforted by singing praises to God. So another thing you might want is to have a book, a written commentary on the Bible. That can help with things a lot. And to have that on hand in your supplies in case the internet goes down. Because if there are troubles, we never know what will survive and what will get shut down. And you know, there are countries in the world where the government shuts down the internet, like China and Russia and Iran and North Korea and other countries. And in our country, we even have restrictions that go on here. Now, there are things that people cannot talk about, or there are complications, or we get unable to communicate over the internet. So there are things that can happen. The electricity can be shut off, the internet can be shut off, and that can be done either by some kind of an accident or on purpose. And lately, you know, there has been talk of war involving the USA, and even having that war come to the U.S. soil. Now, of course, we don't know that, but when you look at the possibilities, you know that it can happen. And that's why to have some preparedness for in case the internet goes down or in case our electricity goes down. I mean, these are real possibilities. Now, sure, they're not likely, but when we look at the last 100 years, we have seen wars, and we know that when there is a war, it kind of happens accidentally. It often doesn't occur on purpose that we can tell. So the U.S. public does not expect a war, and so the U.S. public does not get prepared for in case there is a war. And you look back when there have been wars, and you can see that there have been big shortages that happen when there is a war. Often it is hunger, and often there is disease. Cholera is one of the big things that happens, spread in the water. Now, typically, all this war issues will bring a time of change. And that change is unknown, but it pretty much means that what we consider to be normal, it just doesn't exist, or we get less of the normal that there is. That is a general statement about what war brings: shortages and hunger, and that can also bring disease. So right now, we have a chance to prepare for what just might happen. And as a matter of practice, we can just give it a little thought and pretend that our electrical grid is going to be in trouble, and it will go down in just a few hours. So ask yourself, what is important to you to buy while you are able to buy it? What do you need to have on hand to have a comfortable living until the electricity is turned back on? You see, that's just an example of what we can do to pretend to know what our needs are. And so the electrical grid is going down. What do we need? Our last trip to the store. What shall we buy? And it is important to limit the purchases that we make to the amount of money that we have, because debt is important to not have any of, because debt will just build and get us into trouble with the financial people, the financial institutions. Now, I know that there are lots of people who say, well, if trouble's coming, let me tell you what to buy. And they will tell you. They think they know exactly what you need. So they will tell you just what to do. And if you don't know what to do, maybe you listen to them. But I think the best way for everyone to consider what they need is to think about what it is that they need. what each of us want and ought to buy for the just in case. Because no one can make better decisions than you and yours. So examine this question for yourself and decide what you would want to have in your pantry or in your storage. You decide and you make an action plan so that you take steps to get what it is that you need and want. And again, how much to spend, because you don't want to get into debt. Now, this is a long-term plan, and long-term means one thing to one person and another thing to another. So again, you get to think about it and try to understand what long-term means. Does it mean weeks, months, or years? And what would you need if any of these were to happen? So, yeah, I'm thinking a little bit about last week, because last week I talked about the potential for war, and that around the world we have, well, of course, Ukraine and Russia, and we have NATO on the edge looking into what's going on in Ukraine and Russia. And there's another hot spot of China and Taiwan. And we can just think that anything could happen, because they have spoken about what could happen. And it could be pretty forceful. It could be a real war. So I think it is instructive for you to pay attention to what is going on in and around those other countries. Yeah, and one of the things that is going on in Russia and several parts of Europe is that countries are buying large amounts of potassium iodide. And like Russia, they just placed a large order of potassium iodide, and they made a rush on that order. So, will there be a nuclear event? And should you have several doses, like three doses a day, of potassium iodide? Now, that's something that you will have to look into to get the amount that you ought to have for you and your family or the people that are going to be around you. Three doses a day adds up, especially if you have 10 people around you. But you do have to look at the dosage and consider all of that. There's not an easy answer for it. It's just that I'm reminding you to get it so that you can save your thyroid gland in case there is a nuclear event. Your thyroid gland is essential for digesting your food and for regulating hormones in your body. So you really need that thyroid gland, and the best way to preserve it is with, in the event of a nuclear event, is to have potassium iodide. So, oh, and let me tell you, there are people who expect it. I just told you about Central Europe, but even the United States, they just ordered $290 million worth of something called Nplate, which is intended to treat the blood of a person who has been exposed to radiation. Now, a funny thing about Nplate is that it has an 18-month shelf life. So you have to wonder what those people are thinking. Will we have a nuclear event or a nuclear war in the next not longer than 18 months? Well, that is something for all of us regular people to find practically unthinkable. But let me remind you that our high-level politicians and military people have luxury bunkers with water and food and movie theaters and libraries and communications, video games, and lots of things inside those bunkers. And it's all set up. It's all set up right now. It's ready for any of those high-level politicians and military people to go into in case there is a nuclear war. Also, there have been many reports that the millionaires and billionaires of the world have been building well-stocked survival bunkers. It's been for quite a few years now. So that's going on. And we just get to try to search out what this all means. And to me, it's something that we ought to pay attention to, that there might be a nuclear kind of event. We don't know it, but we know that there are indicators to say that it just might be happening. There can be anything coming along. The bunkers that are built by the ultra-rich or by the government are anticipating some kind of a calamity. When we don't know what it is, but nuclear war is pretty, well, that's an easy one to look into because they have the things for preparing for that. Of course, it could be something else. It could be just riots or war, and another kind of war. It could be an earthquake. It could be some other kind of major event. But we don't know. But we do know that there has been a few decades where the people who wanted to prepare for such an event were ridiculed. And there was direction to say these prepper people are not normal and don't need to prepare. So I don't know what the possibilities are, but I see that there really are some pretty serious possibilities that some sort of an event could happen, which could endanger everyone in our country. Huh, it could endanger everyone in this whole world. So I know that nuclear war has been discussed for decades as the kind of unthinkable thing to happen. But there are people who just seem to be planning for it. And they look into who is preparing for nuclear war and why it might happen. One of those people is Joel Skousen. You can look him up. He has concerns that something will happen. Oh, let's say it is by about 2030. Now, I've been listening to him for about 20 years, no longer. But the point is he has a certain way of looking at it that people using logic can understand. He's very logical, and his evidence comes from quite a few high-up people. He doesn't name them, but he talks about what kind of things are going on. And you can tell that it's high level. And he says that it is from high level people. Well, at any event, there are things which just could be happening in our world. And we just might want to pay attention. Hey, yes, I listened to him also in mid-July of 2020. He was a guest on Canadian Prepper, the YouTube channel. And so you could listen to that if you were inclined. It was the episode called A Wise Old Man, etc. But that will help you to look at it in mid-July 2022. So, nuclear war. How likely is nuclear war, and should we be concerned? Is it a long-term concern or a short-term concern? Well, that's what we have our mind for. We have the logic that we have learned, and we need to apply it to what could go on. Now, there was a time when we didn't think that there could be a huge epidemic going on, but then COVID came along, and we had a different idea of what could affect us in a really serious way. By the way, Boston University has created another form of that COVID-19, which has, again, a function property to it. And so they experimented on mice, and they found out that 80% or 8 out of 10 mice died when they were injected with that certain gain of function COVID. So why are we still doing that? Why are we looking at gain of function COVID research? And, well, is it a warfare agent? Is that what's going on? Certainly we don't know, but we do know that however long or short our life is, we do need God, and that's something that we would do very well to remember God in what we do and in our belief system so that we have Jesus. The Bible and Jesus tells us what we need to do to have eternal life in a heavenly place. So look into it. It's a really wise thing to do because we all die. And what happens after we die? Nothing? Or judgment by Jesus? Well, there is something that you get to look at in the religions of the world. Are you going to believe in the religions of the world or a man? Or are you going to look at something that has a whole lot of history to it, which is God through Jesus Christ and with Holy Scripture, the Bible? It's something we all have to look at, and that's something for you to evaluate and probably have a nice, safe decision and live a life that is honoring to God, Jesus. That's probably what you want to do. It's certainly what I want to do. So we have things that are going on with the world, and I just was talking about the nuclear kind of event. And what if there is a nuclear kind of event? What do we do? Well, I remember looking into it quite a bit, you know, a dozen years ago or longer. And I got plenty of information. What I found was most of that information was applying to somebody who was pretty close to the blast area. So I just think that it would be a great idea to make yourself be distant from a potential blast zone. And then what you would do is have some potassium iodide on hand. Another thing is to avoid the radioactive dust, which would be plentiful if there was a nuclear incident. And so how do you do that? There's been not much written about taping your windows and doors shut and how to get the dust that has been risen from a nuclear event, how to keep that off of your body and out of your hair and such as that. And if you are in a close area to a nuclear event, you have to study this because it's pretty hard to stay safe and to have your clean room and your changes of clothes and all that. Well, the other thing that I think was evident as I studied was that you want to be able to stay in a protected shelter. And for that, that's something you will have to judge. The question is, how long? Will it be for 5 days, for 10 days, or for a month? And the longer you stay, the more safe it is. But that's a matter of every one of us deciding what to do and what we have on hand to make it possible. There's details, there's questions, and it takes a little bit of study to figure it out. But if you're not going to study, at least have a couple of these ideas that these aren't the answer for what to do. It's just a direction so that you can start your own research and you pursue what you would want to do and gain knowledge and make your preparations. After all, death by radiation is most unpleasant. It can take weeks and even months to die. And it's a very unpleasant way to die by radiation exposure. And that reminds me of the zombie movies. Of course, it's not a real connection there. It's just something that reminds me. However, radiation poisoning is something that we do want to avoid. The question is, how do we do that if it happens? And I just kind of told you about that. You know, I told this story once a good while ago, but I'm going to repeat it again. It is about my father-in-law, who was in the Army in the 1950s. He and more than 100 other soldiers were put into an experiment, and they were told to be in the trench and to cover your eyes with your hands and close your eyes tight when a hydrogen bomb was tested. So they were in the trench with their hands over their eyes, and my father-in-law said he could see the bones in his hands when the bomb went off. And those men were then loaded onto trucks and brought closer to the bomb site until the radiation level became too great. And then they all went back and they returned to where they were stationed. Well, despite this exposure, my father-in-law had children after that, and he had a healthy life, and he lived into his late 70s. So that's an example of what can happen. We can be exposed to radiation, and we can still live a healthy life. Now, I don't know the specifics of what anybody's exposure would be to radiation and how it would affect them. I know that we want to do what we can to protect ourselves. And I also think that there's God who gives us protection also. And my father-in-law certainly was a godly man, very oriented towards God and the Bible. But the thing is we know radiation is not good for our bodies. So what do we do to protect ourselves? Well, I just mentioned potassium iodide, and it comes in tablets that are, between 50 and 250 milligrams, and you're supposed to take one three times a day for 10 to 15 days so that your thyroid gets filled up with good iodine and not radioactive iodine that is released when there's a nuclear event or a nuclear bomb goes off. You need to take that within 12 hours or your thyroid will get filled up with radioactive iodine and it will die. And you want your thyroid to function so that you can eat without taking pills every day. And you want your thyroid to function because it regulates other glands in your body. So there's a little more to it than that. The thing is I'm starting you down a way to think and what to get. So you get to figure that out, but look it up and buy some while it is available. Like I said, Europe and Russia are getting large quantities of potassium iodide for their populations. They are distributing it for free. In many cases, anyway, And we can't really know what is coming for a nuclear event. But I do remember Fukushima, and after that, in the Bay Area, I was there then, and I found out that within just a couple of hours, every form of iodine was gone off the shelf. So whether it was iodine in a bottle or algae that has iodine in it, everything that had iodine was gone off the shelf. I went to several grocery stores to try to find it. It was completely gone. So people understand this concept. They get it. They know that if there is a nuclear event, you want to have some potassium iodide on hand, and if not that, have some iodine on hand. That is what everyone wants and needs. Now, we've been looking at nuclear war, we as a society and as the world, for, well, since the 1960s. And we've heard of what would happen in a nuclear event. And so we do want to have some preparation for that just in case. Now, you look at where you're located and what might happen and see what you want to do. It's not like there's a lot of good places to go. Well, I guess that's something for you to actually look into and figure this out for your own self and your family. Well, to us, nuclear war is unthinkable. But like I said, to the high-level politicians and military people, they have a bunker. They have a place to go. These elite, rich people in the world, they have a bunker to go to also. So perhaps a nuclear war is not so impossible for them because they have a shelter. Now, there are people in the world that are the elite of the world, and they think of the benefit of a nuclear bomb going off, and they have even a desire to eliminate most of the people of the earth because they don't do anything good for the earth. That's what they say. So they see that if the world and the civilizations of the world were reduced to ashes, that would allow them to rebuild and have a new society with only the best people in society. And of course, those elite people are the best of society. So that's what they are preparing for just in case they get into that position. Now, it's unimaginable to people like us who are regular people, but like I said, to them, they could see that it might be a good thing for that to happen and to save the world and to save humanity and have it just be the best that it can be according to them. So that's the kind of thing that they talk about. And you get hints of this if you look into the hidden writings of the secret organizations. They are hidden, but you can still find them. They're called the esoteric writings of secret organizations. They are available. It's just not easy to find. You have to look it up and search it out and see what it is they actually believe. It is available. Now, there's a lot of things that just point in that direction, and it's really hard to say that you can prove it, because how do you prove anything? Do you want the videotapes? Well, in the olden days, they didn't have videotapes. And so we are left to read the writings and see what they talked about. And these writings are available, and we have to seek them out. It's not easy to find the old writings, but they're there. It reminds me of a 1991 meeting of internationalists where the billionaire, David Rockefeller, spoke to the group saying, "We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Times Magazine, and other publications whose directors have attended our meetings with promises and discretion for almost 40 years. Otherwise, it would have been impossible to develop our plan for the world. If our plan had been subject to the bright light of publicity, the world would have rejected it, but now the world is more sophisticated and more prepared to march toward a one-world government. So that's the kind of things that we can look into and see, how did that happen? And who said that? Oh, a private, an elite person who expects to have control of the entire world as a group, just like the World Economic Forum does. Very elite people. Well, there are statements like this that have been made, and we can look them up and see what kind of direction they're moving in. Oh, let's see. The one that I just spoke was, again, David Rockefeller, and that lines up with his book of memoirs that were published. Ooh, I forgot the year. But you, if you wanted to look up some of these things, he tells that he is a globalist and that he's not sorry for what he's done and said. So it takes a little bit of study, but like the Bible says, study to show thyself approved. And when we hear and we listen to conflicting information, well, that's a part of what the plan is, to give us conflicting information so that we tend to dismiss things that conflict. Just like the Biden, he has said, don't worry, everything's going to be fine. And he's also said, our world is on the edge of Armageddon. So there we have a conflict of information. Which one is right? Or do they cancel each other out? And we just are not going to pay any attention to what is actually said that we hear. It's certainly a matter of, you know, what we are going to think about and how we apply truth to whatever it is. And there's many ways to understand and apply truth. We don't know the whole story, but we do keep looking. And that's a part of what we do as people who are trying to understand the world. That's what we do. I'm thinking of Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, that book. And he's also a very wealthy man. And he tells about how to get rich, and he tells about things that are going on in the world. I think he cares about people, and that's why he just, I guess a couple of weeks ago, he said that at best, we in the United States are headed to a depression, and at worst, we will have an American Civil War. So, you know, I listen to smart people because I know that they get more information than I do. Do we believe them completely? Oh, no, I wouldn't say that. But we listen and evaluate what they have to say. So, yes, I listen to those kind of things. And I listen to what people are doing around the country. Are they preparing for war? Well, there's an element of people that are preparing for war. Do I believe it? I can't say I believe it, but I can say that I ponder it and I wonder about it, and I don't really know what to think, except it is easier to prepare while you are able instead of preparing when everything is absolutely difficult. So right now we can get supplies, we can get food. And so I think it's okay to do that. It's just a good idea, in my opinion. But we all have to be convinced of what we understand. But I still bring it up for everyone to consider. It's the time to do anything is while we are able. Because we never quite know what will happen to us. Yeah, and remember, I didn't know that I was going to have a car accident. And I didn't know that I was going to spend some time in the hospital. And I didn't know. But there are some good things about it, too. I certainly had firsthand experience about how many good and compassionate people there were around. That was a pretty good thing. As I knew there were good and compassionate people, I just didn't realize how good and how compassionate there were. Of course, not everyone is that way, and not in my medical experience either, but there are many good and compassionate people in medicine and it just plain in the world. So we try to figure things out and do the best we know how as we anticipate what could be coming up. Indeed, what could be coming up? It's a pretty big question. And we don't know the whole answer, but we know there are some things we can do, and we would do well to do what we can do. That's a good idea. So it's just something for each one of us to look at. And as we look in the world, we can see that the events that could go on are really pretty serious. So a little bit of protection and prevention right now, as we see what to do to prepare for the just in case, can give us a lot of benefit if the bad things really do happen. So look around. Don't get distracted, but look at what could happen if. And there are events all around us. We can see them wherever we are. And we want to get watch after them so that we don't get caught up in the difficulties. We know there are plenty of difficulties. And if we don't think about the big picture, about what to do, we can get caught up in the details. And that gets to be pretty, limiting for what we look into. So that's what I would remind everybody, to look at the big picture. And the biggest picture of all is God. Look at what God could be saying about all of this. That's really what we want to be doing. God is essential to, yes, to living our life, but also he is essential to having a wonderful afterlife with him, with Jesus in heaven. So that's the kind of thing that we want to have enough of our mind working so we can look at the events around us and evaluate what we ought to do, not to get caught up in the daily events that are going on all around us. We don't want to lose our long-term perspective, which includes eternity and God and the people around us. So look a little closer at life that is going on around you. And certainly I look at life with gratitude. I see the people. Oh, how nice it is to talk to people, even if it's not especially friendly. If you have nothing and nobody, and you're looking into the end of life, you get appreciative of all the little things you have, whether it's a human discussion or a look at the beauty of the world that are the flowers and the trees and the sky. And, oh, so many good things. And yet we know that there are people who don't want good things. Yes, I just talked about the elite. I can tell you about in the 1990s, I think starting 1993, and this went on for six years, there were meetings between Russia and China. And these meetings were to discuss communism and Marxism and what their position was in the world. And they had agreements that they would act jointly to promote the Marxist communism in the world, and that they would oppose any other form of government. And you know, the other form of government that is dominant is capitalism, which the United States uses and has. So they are agreeing in principles to oppose capitalism and to do that together. Now, there were a number of, was it 6 meetings that they had where they agreed in principle on what they would support and what they would oppose. And that is something we can all kind of look at and see what we want to do about it. It's not like there's one answer, because there isn't. It's just that each one of us have to kind of figure out where we stand on what is going on and what we can do to promote what we believe in and to do what we are going to do to be strong enough to support the difficulties that are going on, withstand them. We have to withstand the ways of the world, and that is just as plain and simple as it can be. How are you going to get through the difficulties of the world? The things around you are really, some of them are pretty tough. Some of them are really, really difficult. You know which is which? No, I think that they develop in ways that we can only try to understand, and we try to support what we can so that we can live a good and healthy life, a long life, so that we're able to promote God's kingdom here on earth. That's what we want to do, bring people into the kingdom and have a heavenly afterlife for them. Well, also do remember that we have an enemy, and that enemy is, of course, the evil one. And there are things that are going on right now to identify each and every one of us so that they know who supports the evil of the world and who supports our Christian beliefs. Who will stand up for Jesus? Who will do that? Well, AI has identified all of us. There is no secret. The AI, artificial intelligence, knows so very well just by looking at who we communicate with, what we talk about, and they have it all figured out. AI is so powerful, and we are identified as Christians. Therefore, we might as well stand up for Jesus Christ and his gospel right now. Make yourself known and understood for what is going on, because there's no escaping it. We are going to have changes going on in our world, and they're going to be substantial changes. We have groups that want change. I mentioned the World Economic Forum, which for years has planned that people will own nothing and be happy. They've advertised this, that was their goal. And so we get to think, what does that mean? Are you a middle-class person like so many of us are? Well, we have a battle going on, and a part of that battle is to make us impoverished, to make us homeless and helpless and hungry, so that we have to rely on the system to feed us, to give us shelter, and to provide for our every need. That is what the plan is, to eliminate the middle class and to make people depend on the institutions such as government. So what are we going to do about it? Well, I think that every one of us needs to plan for what might happen. I don't know for how long we will need this. There's a lot of people who think we will need a week of supplies. Some say a month of supplies. Some say years of supplies. And some say we have to get our own garden because we're going to be going through this for years. It's not like I know. I don't know. But I do know that there are plans, and we want to be able to survive the coming difficult times, whatever they are, and however long they last. We want to survive it and recognize that there are going to be forces against us that want to take what we have. Just like all throughout the ages, there have been, let's just say, soldiers and governments that want to take our food. I mean, since Roman times, since medieval times, there have been armies that have gone against another army, and they figure to go into another country to do battle, and that they are going to survive by taking the food of everyone that they can find. They take whatever it is, grain or greens or canned goods. They just take whatever they can to live. And that is a way that armies have done it throughout time. So, if that is a plan, fine. Have your supplies and also be able to share them. Okay, maybe you want to share them with the army. Maybe you want to share them with people who are struggling and homeless and hungry. That's something that you have to decide. But it's something to be aware of, that it is a historical fact that has gone on just for so many thousands of years. So don't worry, but do something about it. And you have to figure out what it is for you. You will know the right answer for you. Didn't I say that you could be told what to do? And maybe you want to be told what to do. Go ask Pastor. Ask him what to do. Go ask the television evangelist. He'll tell you what to do. Go talk to a survivalist. He'll tell you what to do. Well, everybody has their own ideas. And by the way, so do you. So please, look and see what it is that you want to do. That's the best way to get it done, because we all question what we're told. And the best source of doing what you want to do is for you to actually do it. That's what we want to do. You figure it out and you do it. That's what it takes to search for the truth and then to follow it, whether it's how to prepare, or do you believe in God, or what? You come up with the answer, and then you do what you know is the best and the right thing to do. Answers? Sure, there's answers, but it's something that you get to try to understand and decide what it is that you must be doing. There's not an easy answer for getting through the difficulties, but I do think that our preparedness is to get us through a time of difficulties so that we are able to speak, or you say could preach, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what I think our purpose here is for. And somehow, if we are in the last minutes of life, we sure think about what we wish we had done. And we think about how beautiful life is. Well, that's something we all have to consider when we're looking at just what is going to happen at some time. And we also have to look at the people who want to control us. They want to tell us what to do. And we get to search for what we believe, what we see the truth of. And then let's do it. Let's do it. Let's follow Jesus Christ and do what he tells us to do. There's nothing better than that. God is in charge, and he is ultimately the only thing that is important. When you're looking at your last minutes of life, you know how important it is to have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And that's just what we do. We recognize that is the truth. There's no greater truth than that. So, yes, Please examine what is important to you. Please examine what you need to do to have that relationship with Jesus Christ. It's a wonderful thing to have a relationship. He teaches us. He tells us. He figures these things out to know what is best for each one of us. And of course, what is best is to have an eternal life with Him and not go to that other eternal life of hellfire. So we do what we can, and we tell people about the good news of the Bible so that there can be an eternity in that godly place. God is real. The Bible is true. And we get to tell other people around us. Now, God will not force us to do what He tells us to do. He gives us free will. And so part of our free will is to accept Jesus or to reject Jesus by choosing things of the world or to choose things that are around us that we want. And then we choose our eternity. And that's just the way that it is. Well, let me tell you about how glad I am to be speaking to people on Christ today. It is just wonderful, and I am so very glad that I get to be speaking to people, and it's just wonderful. I thank God, thank Jesus for sustaining my life and to help me through all these difficulties. And by the way, I thank each one of you very much for the prayer that you've been having on my behalf. The prayer has really been what has kept me, I think, alive. And I think ready to come back to do Christ today. I think that the prayer is so essential. And I want to thank everyone for their prayers and for what they are doing to support Christ today. I'm so very thankful. And again, I certainly give thanks to Pastor Alfredo Romero of Rock of Life Church. Go there if you want. It's nice. So anyway, things are good, and I pray for all the listeners that there are. There's so many good things. I pray for the many listeners. So thank you for listening. And if you do have something you want to communicate with me, certainly my address is John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. I'm certainly glad to have any communication. Oh, of course, any donations are also nice to go to support the broadcast. And I'm so glad that I get to be on KKXX, the Salt Mall radio station. And if it was a big one, I probably would get more attention for what I'm talking about, because not everybody likes the subject I talk about. So just think about all the good things that we have in life and love God and love our neighbor. Again, thank you for listening today, and thank you for your prayers. I am getting back to normal. It's still not normal yet, but it's improving every week. So God bless you, and again, thank you.